But I mentioned he was in. Here he is.
Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Designer in Walderingfield is with me in the studio. Good to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Good morning.
Yep. And this week, you're talking about Makaton.
That's right.
Apps. We featured Makaton on the show a few weeks ago.
Yes, I believe my wife led me to believe you did. Yes.
Yes.
It's something close to our heart, actually.
And the creator, the creator of Makaton, I think, still lives in Suffolk.
Oh, right. Very good.
I'll just throw that in.
It's an excellent way for children, especially with learning difficulties or speech difficulties, to learn to read, write and recognise things as well. It's particularly close to our heart because one of our children is non-verbal, and he's still sort of in the process of, you know, helping him learn to communicate, and he gets very frustrated because he can't communicate effectively, and Makaton is something that we're helping him start to learn, and it's quite nice sometimes when you see him doing the Makaton signing, so it's great.
So he can get that out and get out what he says through the sign?
He's starting to. Yeah. Like the other day he was standing looking in the mirror and he signed that he loved playing.
Mm.
So he did love. He sort of did a love sign and then playing, so which is nice. So he was sort of communicating that he's happy. I mean, he's always happy. He's always jumping around everywhere. But yeah, it's great. And many people might know Makaton as well from there's a show on CBeebies every day called Something Special with Mr. Tumble, and he does Makaton signing, and it's great because it raises awareness for the younger viewers that maybe don't have issues, and I think maybe down the line they're more accepting of children with special needs. So that's good. My wife has actually been doing a course in Makaton, and she the other day she said, "Why don't you look for one that helps with Makaton signing?" So I did, and there's a couple out there, not that many, and at the moment limited to iPhone, but the one that I found that was quite nice was My Choice Pad, and basically you can it's free, but there is a paid version which gives you many, many more signs, but you can effectively scroll through a list of words, and then if you pick a particular word or a particular sign, it will then play a video of the person signing it correctly, and it's look really, really good. There is a version for Android due out imminently.
Yep.
When I saw there wasn't one, I actually did consider looking into to making one myself, because they're very good. The signs are very clear. The physical signs are very easy to learn, but they also have symbols that go with them as well, which are very clear. So what my son does as well is what's called PECS, which is picture exchange, to communicate, so that if he wants a drink, you show him different little symbols and he'll pick the one he wants and give it to you. So you can these things can be tied in together because it's a great method of communication.
So the app's called
My Choice Pad.
My Choice Pad, and at the moment only on iPhone.
iPhone and iPad.
Yep. I guess on a pad it would be
fantastic. Yeah. It's good on the iPhone itself. We had a look at it the other day, and the iPad, I assume, is even better.
You're going to get more of an image on that, aren't you? And it's much easier to see and hold up.
Yes, exactly. And it's good for. It's about. My wife was very, very adamant that I should make sure people know it's not generally sign language. There is a whole sign language.
I was going to ask what the differences were, but there's obviously this signing which we see, which has been around for a very long time. Makaton actually has been around for a long time, but it is different.
Yes, it says, and I even printed off, it says, Makaton is a language program using signs and symbols to help people to communicate. It's designed to support spoken language, and the signs and symbols are used with speech and spoken word order. Mm. So deaf people, signing for deaf is basically people don't know, they can't speak the words or can't hear them, I guess, whereas this is they do have hearing, and it's encouraging them to understand the words by signs, symbols, and then words as well.
It's called My Choice Pad, available for iPhone and also for your iPad at the moment. Android, hopefully, on the way. So if you want to find out more about Makaton and perhaps use that, then that's a good place to go.
Makaton.org, which is makaton.org, and you can actually find the apps from their website as well. Okay. So it's linked from there.
Great stuff. Matt, thanks for coming in.
That's all right.
Nice to see you as always. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design. So makaton.org to get those apps, or My Choice Pad if you're on iPhone or iPad. That's this week's App of the Week. It's 19 past 11. Travel news on the way.